This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 599. Why do marketers keep promising you a silver bullet that doesn't work? And how long should your content be? Both by Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. And I'm your host and narrator. My name is Dan, and I am here with you every single day, narrating from some of the very best blogs on entrepreneurship. And today we've got two posts from Margot Aaron as we optimize your life. Why do marketers keep promising you a silver bullet that doesn't work? By Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. Here's how it typically happens. You do some reading on how to find customers online and learn about this thing called SEO. You begin feeling like an expert after reading a few more articles and determine that, yeah, you definitely need SEO. So you do the logical thing and you hire an SEO guy. The SEO guy is like, yes, I have a client. I'm going to do the best job ever. And he does. But then sales are and you're left wondering why. It's because marketing is a system. SEO is part of that system, but it's not the entire system. Neither you nor your hire knows who is responsible for setting up that system. The SEO guy thinks it's you, since he's only here to do SEO. And you think the SEO guy is responsible, since you're the business owner and that guy's in marketing, so this is technically his job. The SEO guy, in earnest, promised you SEO was the silver bullet you were looking for and would help you get a ton of leads. He wasn't wrong that it would help with leads. It's just, you need to do something with those leads. Hence, the system. SEO gets you traffic. If your site isn't optimized to handle that traffic, to convert it, then it doesn't really work. You need both. You need the traffic and conversion. This happens all the time. It's the chicken or the egg conundrum of marketing. Who is responsible for setting up the system? SEO without a conversion-optimized site, which is part design, part engineering, part copy, and part branding, is like getting everyone in the neighborhood to come to your shoe store and then the store being a mess and then asking, why did no one buy shoes? There's no simple answer. It's inventory. It's merchandising. It's the pricing strategy. It's the distributors. It's the checkout process. It's customer service. There are a lot of reasons someone didn't buy shoes. When it's a brick-and-mortar store, it's much easier to assign jurisdiction and governance to each domain. Obviously, your marketing person is not going to be responsible for checkout or inventory. That's fulfillment and supply chain territory. In today's world, especially online, the lines aren't so clear-cut. The trouble lies in one simple question. Where does marketing begin and end? The simple answer is, we don't know yet. Lots of thought leaders like to tell you, marketing is everything. And they're not wrong. Every customer touchpoint is communicating something about your brand to your customer. But it's not exactly a helpful distinction or definition when you're trying to run a company and make different departments responsible for things. Today, marketing seeps into all areas of your business. It's part customer service, part sales, and part product, which is why nothing can ever be a silver bullet. When you only have jurisdiction over one part of the system, you can't be a silver bullet. You can be an integral part of a system that leads to more prospects, happier customers, and more sales, but only one person is responsible for the entire system, and it's you. How long should your content be? By Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. How long should your content be? Email, blog post, sales page, Instagram caption. What's the right length? That's the most common question I get asked about writing. The next question is, how often? Every successful writer and copywriter will tell you the same thing. Content needs to be as long as necessary to convey the message. If you're wondering, WTF, that means you're in good company. Stay with me. Most of us believe the myth that people have shortened attention spans. They don't. People are lazy, and they get bored easily, but no one had any problem reading all the Harry Potter books, all the Hunger Games, all the Game of Thrones, watching all 7 seasons of Homeland or Breaking Bad, etc. Their attention spans are fine. Length becomes an issue when the quality of your content is bad. When content is fantastic, you can't get enough. Like everyone who woke up at 6:40 a.m. to watch 12 hours of TV in honor of Star Wars Day. That's also why this myth of you don't need to be a good writer to build an online business is bunk. Yes, you do. The internet, as it stands, is reliant on words. It's how you get someone to open an email, click on an ad, sign up for your email list, to buy something. Until that changes, which it will, you need to be a strong writer. When copy courses claim you don't have to be a great writer to be a copywriter, what they mean is what you learned in 11th grade English class won't help you here. And that is true. For copywriting, you write as you speak. You'll use contractions. You play with formatting. And plain beats clever every day of the week. You can argue it's simple writing, but bad writing? I've never seen bad writing convert. Have you? Bad writing doesn't mean bad grammar. Bad writing means you fail to convey your message. If you're still asking, how long should this blog post be, I'd like to suggest a reframe. What are you trying to say? Once you know that, convey it in the most economical way possible. Sometimes that's 10 words, sometimes it's 3,000, whatever it takes to get the message across. Here's the too long, didn't read version. If your content is too long, the issue is not length, it's quality. You just listened to the posts titled, Why Do Marketers Keep Promising You a Silver Bullet That Doesn't Work? And How Long Should Your Content Be? Both by Margo Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And a big thank you to Margot for letting us share her posts. In her quest to answer the question, how do you get people to care, and not finding answers in her job, Margot set about learning all she could about persuasion, influence, direct response, copywriting, branding, and more, and eventually started her own business. But while she was making money, she still wasn't getting people to care. So she started writing about her experiences and eventually gained quite a following. Today, Margot is the co-host of the popular internet talk show Hillary and Margot Yell at Websites, and her own website, That Seems Important, was named one of the top 100 websites for writers. So come check it out. You can find it at thatseemsimportant.com, and I have that linked in this episode's description. But that's all I've got today. Thanks so much for being here and listening all the way through, and I will be back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.